right. Today, so that means it's a Your Daily Scrum, right? We woke up. That means we got to do a show, right, Todd?
It does, yeah. I mean, are we awake yet?
I don't know. Someday, though, there will not be an episode.
There will be a day, yeah. Uh-huh.
Not in the near future, hopefully. But welcome to Your Daily Scrum. I'm Professional Scrum Trainer Ryan Ripley. That's Professional Scrum Trainer Todd Miller. Together, we do this show to help you do Scrum a little bit better each and every day. Check out the description. You'll find a link to our book, Fixing Your Scrum, Practical Solutions to Common Scrum Problems. You'll find links to classes. I think the one in the description right now is with Mr. Vacanti. We're teaching a professional Scrum with Kanban coming up, and that should be a great class with Daniel. So don't miss that. We don't do that very often with Dan. All right, that's enough of that stuff. Like and subscribe. Leave your comments. We'll turn your comments into questions and future videos. All right, Todd, let's get right into it. Yesterday, we posted a video that says a customer is not a stakeholder, and that led to some interesting discussion. A lot of people showed up in the comments. I got hit on Twitter. So we're going to come back with a kind of a side question here. Can the Scrum team invite customers to sprint review? We are holding fast that a customer is not a stakeholder, right? And maybe we'll do a follow-up as we collect some of the interesting responses. We still have not seen anything that would convince us otherwise.
We love the debates. So, I mean, that's what it's all about. Appreciate it. And as always, be kind, which everything Everyone has is. Been.
Yeah, good which debate, awesome. Good discussion. We're still on team separate, right? But now it begs a question. Well, what about the customers? Can they come to sprint review? What do you think, Todd?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple people that LinkedIn me, I think hit you on Twitter, some stuff in the comment saying that maybe we're overcomplicating this. To me, honestly, this separation between stakeholders and customers is a simplification. And the can is absolutely yes, right? Like, ultimately, maybe that's kind of, I always feel like I take the direction of this. Let's talk about why you would want them in a sprint review, right? And ultimately, what we're trying to do at the conclusion of a sprint review is adapted our product backlog. Maybe that means adding new things to the product backlog, walk out of there with a product ownership perspective of I need to reorder things. Maybe I need to remove things that I thought were important. But ultimately, the purpose of the sprint review is to adapt the product backlog. And there's a couple things that we need to make sure that that happens. We need to have the right people in the room, stakeholders, customers, the rest of the Scrum team. We need to make sure we're bringing other things into it. We need to have obviously an inspection of the increment, but also our product backlog, a roadmap if we have one, forecast, budget, all these things. Ultimately, to get an adapted product backlog, and I think if you have customers there, that is amazing.
Yeah, if you can get them there, get them there. I think not only can a Scrum team do this, they should do this. You know, often, Todd, when I've tried to do this, I've been stopped by legal. You can't have a customer inside our four walls looking at the end, and it kind of crumbles from there. So as a product owner, I would go and visit. I want to have the customer involved as much as possible. I need our internal stakeholders. I need our customers. I need input from the marketplace. I need to see what competitors, all that information, as you said, especially during sprint review, gets jumbled up, discussed, workshopped, and it ends up adapting our product backlog, which is what we need, right? And I think that's important because even the Scrum Guide supports us here, right? If I look at the Scrum Guide, we're building products. A product is a vehicle to deliver value. Product has three things: boundaries, clear boundaries, known stakeholders, and well-defined users or customers. We need all three. We need great boundaries that are clear, well understood. We need known stakeholders who show up and are active in our sprint reviews and throughout the development of a product. And we need to know who the customer or user is and have them well-defined and understood as well. So can we invite a customer? Absolutely. Scrum Guide supports it. We endorse it. We need them alongside the stakeholders and along within the boundaries and constraints set so that we can deliver value through a product.
Yeah. You know what I'll say? You and I talked about this a little bit, and we've both been in this situation, though. What's difficult about this is good luck trying to get them there.
Yeah, good luck getting them out of their life.
It really is. I mean, I sometimes have had a hard enough time getting stakeholders there. equally and maybe even more so from customers. But if you can, let's do it. And you know, this, I think, parlays into a much bigger conversation that we can have, probably expanding across many episodes. And, you know, I feel really passionate about this, is that the sprint review, underutilized event, under discussed, and gearing it to know who your audience are. If you do have the opportunity to bring customers into it, maybe once every few sprints or however you can make it happen, make sure it's just not a stinking PowerPoint presentation that's going to put people to sleep. So make sure we're adapting the product backlog in the sprint review. A lot of different ways to do that, but having customers there is awesome.
Start with the product backlog and work out. Yep. No PowerPoint. Yep. Work with your work with your product backlog. All right, I think that's it
today. That is.
Or else we're going to branch into 1,000 different topics. So let's stay focused and bring up that end screen. Be sure to check out our socials, like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Leave your comments below. We love the debate. We love the discussion. We try to answer each and every comment and question. Your questions end up turning into videos, so that might be the way that we end up answering. So like and subscribe so you never miss that. We got a new Agile Coaching, Fixing Your Agile Coaching show dropping later today or tomorrow with Bob Galen. You don't want to miss that. And so like and subscribe so you don't. Some videos probably just popped up. Check those out too. And let us know how we can help. We hope your Scrum practices are getting better, that you're improving, that you're learning as you continue to watch these videos. Share that with your friends. We just passed 5,000 subscribers on YouTube, which is awesome. At 10,000, we start selling merch. So if all of you tell one friend and get them to subscribe, guess what? We'll start selling the merch. All right, for Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. Go forward, do some great Scrum things, get your customers involved, and we'll see you tomorrow.